Hare Krishna. If my voice is a little raspy and if I sneeze along the way, it's because I really got a bad cold. It's gone to my chest and take me a little while to get over. Colds for me are sort of the equivalent of pneumonia for someone else. Maria Bottini says, what can I do if my husband is not doing well with his sadhana? Well, first I'd be happy that he has sadhana, or he did sadhana, or he is doing some level of sadhana. And then, well, what do we do in a relationship, especially in a grihastha relationship, if one of us is having problems in something? We try and work it out. We sit down, we inquire, how are things going, what's the difficulty, try to understand what the problem is, see how we can help, and see if there's really just cause, or even if there's unjust cause, try to understand, try to help the other person how to resolve that. And if circumstances are such that temporarily it's something that you can't do much about, then, and you don't do much about it, then you just wait, then you give support, moral support. So I say that in the general sense, and I think it also will apply to sadhana as well. If relationships are loving, understanding, supportive in a family between husband and wife and children, then that will certainly give people the strength and inspiration and encouragement to work on the sadhana, what to speak of working on other things. We all go through so many different phases and difficulties in life, health-wise, emotional, psychological, who knows what, economic. We need to stand beside by each other and support each other, be understanding and tolerant. That's my suggestion. Ananda Chaitanya Das is asking a question about references. The demons, we always know the demons are inimical towards the Lord, but at the same time there's references to demons worshipping the Lord. So how is that? In Srimad Bhagavatam it says that in Vaikuntha the Lord is worshipped by devotees and demons alike. There's two types of living entities to whom this word demon applies. Those who are of demoniac nature and those who are of demoniac birth. Those who are of demoniac nature, they don't worship the Lord. Although there are examples, for instance, in order to get Kapila Varaha, which is the deity of Lord Varahadev, to come to Lanka, Ravana worshipped and continued worshipping the Lord. So he worshipped the Lord, although on the other side he remained completely inimical towards Lord Ramachandra. Strange creatures, these demons. But in general, when we talk about demons, then yes, they're inimical towards the Lord. They don't serve him. However, Vibhishan served the Lord. He was born in the family of a demon. He was Ravana's brother, but he served the Lord. Prahlada Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, there were many examples of devotees who took birth in the families of demons, but their nature was that of a devotee. Still, they're often referred to like that as demons, and that's where the reference comes in. And we should know to differentiate the two. So when it says that, for instance, in Vaikuntha, demons worship the Lord, then it means devotees like that, Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, who are there in their eternal forms. Barnaby Booth asks, why didn't Krishna and Balaram receive instruction from Gargamuni, the family priest, as he had initiated them? Why did they study under Sandipani Muni? He initiated them. He didn't initiate them. He didn't receive initiation from them. In fact, initiation it took place in Mathura not long after Krishna got there. That was when initiation took place. Sandipani Muni wasn't the person who gave that initiation, and I'm not sure if it was, I don't think it was Gargamuni either. I can't remember who. However, Vasudev, Gargamuni was the family priest of Jadus, and I can't remember for what particular purpose, but he was, Krishna and Balaram were sent off to Avanti. And he says, how long were they there for? For 2 months. How old were they? They didn't go from Vrindavan, they went from Mathura. They were 16 years old. Balaram was older, Krishna was younger, but they went after they'd already moved to Mathura, and then they went from there. Nandagopa asks, how many souls are there in the human body? Is there a different soul in every single cell? And there are germs in our body, and there's worms in our body, and so many living entities in our body. Yes, life means soul. There can't be any life without the presence of a soul. We are a special soul within this body, and that we're given dominion over this entire body, which is made up of the bodies of so many other living entities, in order to attain perfection, and that's our special privilege. Just like a king in a kingdom, he reigns over that kingdom. There are so many other living entities there as well. So we reign over the kingdom of our body. This is the kshetragya vidichampiti sarva kshetreshu bharata. We are the kshetragya. We are the knower of this kshetra, of this body. So the kshetra is composed of the bodies of many other living entities. By our advancing in Krishna consciousness, they advance in Krishna consciousness. We're eating prasadam. So eating prasadam means that prasadam has the effect upon all the other living entities, so also within this body. Adigopi says, we often say that I need things and that in order to be steady materially before I can grow spiritually, but isn't it true that in a lot of cases it's that we're desiring something or we want something? No doubt that's one of the circumstances that we find ourselves in, is that we often think we need something, but it's not exactly that we really need things, it's just that we want things. For instance, we may have whatever eating habits, and generally Vaishnavas have pretty luxuriant eating habits by comparison to most people. Rare for people to talk about feasts. We talk about feasts. For us, it's a weekly affair, sometimes even more often. We don't need to eat the way we eat. And evidence of that is, for instance, when there isn't anything to eat, in a war or other situations, when a piece of bread is good and a potato soup without salt is a feast. It's really quite relative. What is it that we really need? What do we need in terms of our house? What do we need in terms of a car and our facilities and our income and our lifestyle? And so we may think that we need so many things, But in fact, Shvat, we don't really need all of those things. And it is an important factor to bear in mind that the nature of conditioned soul is that when you feed desires, they increase more and more. For that reason, those who are brahminical by nature, they keep their needs to a minimum. In fact, they always want to have less and less and less. That's not particularly the lifestyle in the material world still, or even the lifestyle that necessarily Srila Prabhupada obliged his devotees to follow. But whoever we are, everyone needs to keep check the tendency for these desires to grow and grow. And the way that's done is that we all have to give of our wealth. We all have to give of what it is that we have. We have to invite people to eat at our home. We have to distribute prasadam. We have to serve the Vaishnavas. We have to serve the Supreme Lord. We have to donate of our income. We should give 10%. Srila Prabhupada said 50%. When we do these things, that helps. Even when we're living beyond our means, it helps to actually check the development of these desires. But if we don't live like that, if we live like misers, a miser is someone who everything that he gets, he keeps to himself, and he doesn't share it with others. If we live like an Ebenezer Scrooge, then we really risk becoming overwhelmed by those desires and becoming a dharmic, in other words, losing our spiritual standards, our spiritual practices. So Krishna says, acts of purification, acts of austerity, penance, and sacrifice purify you in great souls. Though even other persons, even sannyasis and gurus, and they should also participate in these activities, not just grihasthas. Otherwise, even if they're liberated, they should do it, and if they're not liberated, then they should especially do it, because everyone can fall victim to prey to material energy unless and until they have crossed over and beyond it. And that's why Krishna gives this kind of recommendation to devotees, that share what you have. Don't keep it to yourself. And once again, Prabhupada's suggestion, share at least half. Hare Krishna.